Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating and asking report on Jody on Colburn, date of birth 11/27/1957, date of procedure June 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for you. Referring physician is Dr. Venkata Purametla. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is right upper quadrant abdominal pain, common blood in the stool, common diarrhea, common personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, oral experience of patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy, so you place in a fetal position. Today is for anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated limbs video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, and retroflex view is obtained at the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before a duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as the direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penis orbis, the cecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 7, 2-3-2. Next line. Go back. The patient saw the procedure without any complications. Next line. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal and mid-esophagus overall appeared unremarkable other than the proximal esophageal in the patch. Next line. The Z-line was regular at 36 centimeters. Somebody black. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and were led H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of an approximately 8 millimeter gastric body polyp. Remove the cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb erythema. Common biopsies are obtained for further evaluation in histology. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line. Terminal ileum. Common last 5 centimeters. Appeared unremarkable. Next line. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation given the diarrhea. Next line. Right and left random colon biopsies are obtained for further evaluation of the diarrhea as well as to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line. There were two approximately 6 to 10 millimeters ascending colon sessile polyps. Remove the cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There were 4 rectal sessile polyps. Period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size. Remove the cold snare polypectomy. The others were diminutive in size. Remove the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids under non-retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. And follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI, continuation of PPI daily. Next line, consider abdominal imaging on follow-up given the abdominal pain. Next line, follow up biopsy. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, pending biopsy pathology of the gastric polyp will determine repeat endoscopy. Next line. Thank you.